questions.
Oh, yes. Let's see now, well, a good place for this would be, I guess maybe if I just put it right here. Would that be okay with you?
Well, now, you mean me to talk from here, don't you?
And then I'll just sit over here if this is okay.
Exactly, throw those old cushions back if you want to.
This is fun.
We got more cushions than that. And get them just to dirt with the ground.
Now, let's see, would you give me your full name, please?
My name is Henry Ward Beecher, but I go just, I cut off the Henry Ward. Named after that great emancipator, Henry Ward Beecher, big Methodist.
Uh-huh. And what's your address, Mr.?
My address is Lane, Dallas, Georgia. Wrote in the same district that I was born in.
Okay, and so that was going to be my next question, where you were born.
Born right over at the foot of the mountain in Paulin County, Georgia, near down 2 miles.
The foot of Ellsbury Mountain, huh?
Uh-huh. 2 miles east of Dallas.
And would you tell me how old you are, Mr.?
I was 84, the 28th of October, 1968. Born 1884.
I'll have somebody call.
Okay. Now, are you retired now, Mr.?
I have been, yes, ma'am, for some several years.
Well, what was your occupation?
I was a farmer by trade.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's your religion?
My religion is non-sectarian.
Non-sectarian. All right.
One church, one faith, and one baptism.
Sounds entirely reasonable to me. Now, will you tell me about your education?
Educational qualifications? You want me to commence at the beginning?
At the very beginning.
All right. When I was 6 years old, I started the public school. That school building consisted of pine poles and a little old chimney. And the daub between the poles was red dirt. That's where I made my entry into education. Well, we went along. The teacher got 5 cents a day, provided I went. If I didn't go, they didn't get anything. That's the system under which we worked. Well, we went along, and after a while, we got a little bit of aid, more aid from the state. And my father and other citizens who had children in school, they would got together, and they all agreed to give their services and buy some material and build a schoolhouse. But I still had to walk 2 or 3 miles to the school, see. Mm-hmm. And when we discarded our old chimney for some long, you may have seen them, I don't know, old long heaters, you know, to burn.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Oh
well,
yeah. Uh-huh.
We got some of them and went along, and after a while, we added to our school. But in that day, my teacher had anywhere from 25 to 100 pupils, and one teacher, he had all classes.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's the system now, and that's the reason I told you don't expect too much in my education.
Well, Mr. how long did you go to that school?
Well, off and on until I was about 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
And now I tell you about the length of the terms. Being born and raised in a farming community,